When my mind is elsewhere, by the play is memory, as read by K.S. Vikarama. Hiccup isn't the only person in Burke with a missing limb, so for a long time he doesn't have any kind of issues with it at all, beyond the obvious thing that it makes it quite hard to run. But about 4 years after he loses it, he notices that Astrid seems to have a problem with it. She's never said anything. But then, other than the odd afternoon he spends swearing at it for being utterly useless, he doesn't really mention it either. He just notices that she avoids it in conversation, and just in looking at it, and he wonders if she's ashamed of him for it. It's a war wound, he wants to tell her, just like our parents. But he's not a confrontational guy, and he never wins in an argument with her anyway, so he just stews over it. "What are you sulking over?" she asks him one day, pulling him down to sit with her and sort of across her. She still likes nothing more than pushing him around. "Nothing," he says, and goes to pull away from her, and suddenly, but also really not, they're screaming at each other, and he tries to storm out on her, but his bad foot gets caught in a rug, and he trips. "You are an imbecile!" she shouts at him, and then pulls him up and over to the sofa, touching his face gently, checking that he hadn't cracked anything open. "I'm sorry," he mumbles, miserably, mostly at her, but a little at his poor, poor abused body. "Shut up," she tells him, gentler even than her hands. "Where does it hurt?" He smiles at her. "Only everywhere." She hits his shoulder and then kisses it, quick and sweet, and reaches for his foot, his bad, not there foot. Hiccup strains at something in his back, he sits up so quickly. "What are you doing?" he asks, staring at her. She drops her head so her bangs are hiding her face, but leaves her hand hovering over the join between his leg and the metal. "You hate my foot." Her head comes up, and so does her hand, and she glares at him and hits him hard in the middle of his chest and says, "Don't you dare! You hate your foot! I don't care how much of you's metal, though sometimes I think it must at least be your brain." There's a second where Astrid's still glaring at Hiccup, and he's still gaping back at her, but then he gets his hand up to her cheek, and his lips up to hers, and she's sitting in his lap, and they're kissing, furiously and sweetly and angrily and forgivingly, all at once. Astrid pulls away with one more darted little kiss to Hiccup's lips, and stands up, lifting his legs and sitting him back down with them lying across her lap. She gently rolls up Hiccup's trousers and takes off his metal foot, setting it down carefully and gently pressing her cold fingers to his scarred skin. That's really nice, thank you, but you don't..." "Shut up," Astrid says, and just smiles at him. He reaches for her spare hand and squeezes it, refusing to look away from her because he wants her to know exactly how much she means to him, and looking away now would be a lie. She blushes, takes her hand from his leg and kisses her fingers, and she presses them into the skin she would never have been able to touch. The end.